November, the Grey Cup touches down in the heartland, and it's our time to bring it.
We're calling it now. We're returning this for a touchdown if it misses.
Okay, out of the hole to Haggerty. Beatty puts his right foot into it. It's not going to help the distance, and Elford's going to bring it out. Little stutter step waiting to set up some blockers. He's at the 5, outside at the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 40.
I called it.
Field. He can go. He is going to go.
Tonight, the Bombers are in town for the most anticipated game of the year. It's the Bombers and Riders Labor Day Classic on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Nobody covers your team like our team. Now, let's go live to the stadium with your voice of the Riders, Michael Ball and Luke Mullender, as they get you ready for kickoff. This is Rider Nation Pregame on Rider Radio, 620 CKRM.
It's the most watched and the most listened to football game of the year in the regular season. It's the Labor Day Classic 57th edition, and it's coming to you live on a late summer afternoon here in Regina. Michael Ball along with Glenn Suter to kick off our Rider Nation pregame show as we always do, and whenever we have press coverage, it's brought to you by North Home Windows. Designing, building, and installing window systems in Saskatchewan for Saskatchewan conditions. Google North Home Windows or call 1-866-362-6525. Yeah, Suits, it does. I mean, Luke and I were looking over the stats and we're like, okay, well,
yeah.
And Luke goes, stats don't matter in this game. This is the game where you just come play because you come play this game. And I am looking forward to this one.
Yeah, me too. I mean, every year, but this feels special in some way. I mean, they all are.
Yeah.
And you can just feel it in the city. You can feel it in the hotels.
Yeah.
You know, but before we go any further,
yeah.
You have now locked down Dad of the Year. So I just
maybe
wanted
Dad
to
Dad of the Weekend.
Belated birthday wishes, Ballsy,
yeah.
And also great that your son played well down there and you made the trip to Nebraska and really cool. Really cool. Yeah, so Dad of the Year, man.
Thanks. Well, you know what is cool, and you know what, whether it's Ethan Ball or make up a name, Ethan Smith, to be there to watch a kid in Saskatchewan that got his start Regina Minor Football,
yes.
Actually St. Bernadette Elementary School, and across the speakers it says tackle ball in Nebraska Cornhuskers. Anybody can do it. Anybody can do it in any country from any nationality, and you know, Canadian, American, whatever. Like, Canadians can do this thing.
Yeah, Canadians can play, and the guys that are playing Division I college football in the States, and I've been saying this for years and years, are just people. They're just guys that are 6'1", 200 pounds, run a 4.5, just like your son. And,
yeah.
And you know, it's the same. It's the guys that work hard, invest in it, you know, make it their lives, make it their business. It's still a lot of fun, and you get a chance to play football for a living. That's fantastic. But we can compete, and that's what I've been saying about the ratio. I've been saying about the Canadians in our league, our Canadians in our country. They can compete at any level, you know, I mean, and compete with the opportunity.
If you can run, if you can catch, if you can throw, you could do that. Because I watched highlights of Mason Nias, the U of S Huskies.
What a start.
408 yards and 5 touchdown passes, and he didn't play the fourth quarter. And I watched the game in Nebraska where I could tell you right now, he could throw it better than both of the guys on the field there. So it's just a matter of where you're playing. And I really hope a kid like that, because of a Nathan Rourke, because of a Michael O'Connor, after this season, somebody says, I'm going to give this guy a chance, because they didn't draft him remarkably. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's great to see. I love it. So bringing it back to this game, man, we got lots of great stars. You know what I like about this game? And you should love it. You should be smiling like a butcher's dog, because on that side, I see Willie Jefferson, Jackson Jeffcoat, Adam Big Hill, just to name three. On this side, I see A.C. Leonard, Darnell Sankey, Larry Dean, Derek Moncrief. If you like defense, this is a great game.
So you're saying take the under.
Maybe. But I just love the personnel on for an offensive league. We got some defensive superstars in this game.
Yeah, you know, I agree. And I think these are two great defenses. And in some ways for different reasons, but both great defenses. So, yeah, the challenge will be balance in your offensive attack. Try to win the ground game. I think both teams are going to try to do that. We've talked about this before, but when Saskatchewan runs the ball, they win. When they're over 100 yards rushing as a team, they win. Out in BC, Hixon had a great game, over 100 yards rushing. They win with Cody and running that Veer type of offense where he's RPOs and run pass options to make those decisions on the fly. Because he's such a threat on the edges. Hixon can do it all. He's got that top end speed. And they're going to the Bombers are going to try to establish their run game as well. So, you know, that's where I think it's going to be a key here. And there's one other thing that no one's talking about on Labor Day. The team that stays disciplined in this game probably wins it. And because there is so much hype. As a player, you don't feel like your feet are on the ground. You don't feel like you're touching the ground. It takes you a few plays to settle in. And you can get caught up in that hype. And then one guy gives you a little push, and you retaliate. And that's a 15-yarder, and it puts your team in a hole. You've got to contain yourself. You've got to stay disciplined in this game in particular because of the rivalry.
Well, the thing for the Riders, too, you mentioned run the ball. It was a weird game last week. They had 446 net yards, but Cody was sacked 7 times.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this or not, but we mentioned 2 dudes that can sack, Jeff Coat and Jefferson to mention, too. Yeah. So the Riders have to do something there.
Yeah, but again, that run game will be part of that, right? And trying to keep them off balance and make Willie Jefferson a run stopper rather than a pass rusher. And the way you do that is stay consistent. Even if the scoreboard dictates that you do something else, especially if it's early first half type of thing, you're down by 10 points. I'm not suggesting that'll happen. If that does occur, and then you've got to just say, well, wait, we're not going to chuck it every time with the deep drop deep in the pocket against this team, or we're playing right into the hands of the Bombers. You can still chip away at those leads and come back.
Well, in 10 of these losses that the Bombers have had, they've been down after the first quarter. They've been down 12 times at halftime. This year, they've been down 3 times late after 3 quarters and won 3 of their 10 games. So they're never out of a football game. And I'll tell you what, this makes me puke in my mouth as a voice of the Riders. But Zach Collaros, who I like, I gain respect for as a quarterback when he's with the Rough Riders, just how he handles himself. One of the greatest stories in the last 25 years in this league. He was left for done. People were worried about this guy's health, not his football future. He is 22-3 as a starter.
Unreal.
Two of those losses, they were like mailing it in, basically.
Yeah, it really is remarkable, and it is a fantastic story. He is the front runner now with Nathan going down. Nathan Rourke, he's the front runner for MOP. You know, I read the article that Cody talked about Zach and how much he helped him in 19 and was just that calming influence. I've talked to Zach about, you know, why does a Division I Heisman Trophy nominee come up here and not make it? Why does that happen? I know the answer, but I wanted to hear him say the answer, because they're just people, really. But Zach said because a lot of guys will come up and make it a stepping stone into another opportunity south of the border, and they don't invest in learning the nuances of the game. He said it's really as simple as that. There's a lot of guys on both sides of the border that have the talent, like Perry Nias.
Yeah.
Or, excuse me,
Mason. Perry's kid.
Perry
has talent, too, but not there.
Yeah, different type of talent.
Yeah.
But he got it. You got to invest in learning it and be humble through that process. Come in not saying, I'm going to dominate this league. Come in saying, I'm going to learn as much as I can every day and earn the respect of the teammates in the locker room. I mean, that's what Zach has done over time. That's why he's where he's at now. Yeah. It's, you know, again, I'm not taking away from his athletic ability or his ability to throw or anything that, because they have him, but a lot of guys have that. So what separates them? What makes them become the next Zach Collaros? And it's that investment of time.
Okay, so lastly, before I let you go, we're talking about both sides of the border and this and that. Braden Lenius, great receiver for the Riders, goes to Atlanta, has to put on like 20 pounds. I think he was 218 when he left here, had to get to 235, 240.
Yeah,
he's
crazy.
Back down to 225. How do you think he'll fit in here today?
Well, I think he'll be great. I think he'll be chomping at the bit. I know he's excited to play. He's got the roots here in Saskatchewan, of course. I talked to his mother, Shauna, yesterday before the game. They're very excited to be back. You know, obviously disappointed it didn't work out in Atlanta, but that's another example. And I hate to be the guy that continues to bring this around to the politics and things that happen down south, but you know, for to say that Braden Lennius can't play tight end down there at 225 is ludicrous. It is absolute politics to say you have to get to 235 or you might not make the team. Like that, I mean, if he can block, if he can do what he's asked to do on the field, then who cares?
Yeah.
And that's what they do down there. If you don't run a certain 40 time, you're not making it.
I will tell you one thing that I think I'm really going to appreciate today after spending a day watching college football yesterday with my own eyeballs.
Mm-hmm.
The return game in Canada.
Right.
My son's running down on kickoff cover, and basically it's a 60-yard sprint to loosen yourself up because there wasn't one kickoff return in the entire game. Punt return? There wasn't one punt return. It was all fair catch. That is something that I don't think as CFL fans watching or listening to this game today, either in person on your network or listening to our game on our network, they don't appreciate it. I don't think we appreciate the return game. It is awesome to watch.
I love it. I'm with you 100%. And every time we do a pregame hit like this one right now, we open with your call on Alfred's touchdown. And I tell you what, it gets me jacked up and pumped up to walk across here and go do our game on TSN. Yeah. It's a great call. That was a great call on it, but their kicking game, it's a third of it. It provides an opportunity for players that might not get a chance in any other league because of their size, again, politics, because they're great football players, and our game features them.
More than that, it's fun.
And it's fun. Tons of fun.
It's fun. Hey, thanks, man.
Okay, appreciate buddy. Have a great call.
Yep. Yeah, that's Glenn Suter joining us here for North Home Windows. This portion of the pregame show brought to you by our friends at Sask Milk, the wireless age, your Sasktel authorized dealer, McDougall Auctioneers, Salford Group, and also cooperators, Wood River Controls, Young's Equipment, and Indian Head Chrysler. We'll be back with more of the Rider Nation pregame show on the cooperators, Rough Rider.
Your voice of the Riders, Michael Ball, is breaking down today's matchups with coaches, guests, and all the info you need to know. It's the access and details you'll only find with Rider Nation pregame on the cooperators, Rough Rider Radio Network.
Well, I see him on the field. He wasn't around all week. Your Rough Rider head coach, Craig Dickinson, was out with COVID. I had talked to him on the phone off the air, and he said, yeah, I thought it was seasonal allergies because of the harvest, but then I got a sore throat. Then I tested, and I'm like, well, it's not too bad, but I better stay away from my team. So he didn't address the media. Whenever we have the Craig Dickinson show on the pregame show, it's brought to you by Saloon Tire. Cars, trucks, or SUVs, Saloon Tire has you covered like a championship-winning defense. League-leading value and performance, you can count on. In place of Coach Dickey, Jason Shivers talked to the media.
Oh, it's crazy. I mean, you know, we picked up the pieces, but it's definitely weird when, you know, Coach Dickey not here. We walk by his office every day. Everybody's got a little habit of looking in there and say, hey, Coach Dickey, but even though he's not there, but we know he's with us in spirit, and we all behind him. We talk to him, you know, sending our well wishes. No, I think everybody's just kind of focused at the task at hand, which is Winnipeg and our respective core units, and just trying to make sure that we have our team prepared to do what we want to do on Saturday, Friday, Sunday, whatever day.
Whatever the game is.
How do you know? Oh, always. I mean, every week we want to get sacks, collect sacks any way we can. But the main thing is, I think Zach's got an innate ability to move around in the pocket, to be able to scramble, to extend plays, and, you know, create what I'm pretty sure they call, I think, money balls or something like that. He's left me, told me before. So, you know, the big thing is to let him move around, but also be able to stay in coverage so that he can't throw the ball. And if he scrambles for a couple yards, so be it. We just don't want to give up the big play. No, every week we prepare the same, you know. Obviously, you know, to the fans and to the province, it's a huge game. We understand that. But for us, it's the same thing. We talk about a lot about sticking to the process, trusting in the process, and being able to hone in and perfect the process as we go through the week.
Do you feel like there's any difference in the defense then this week facing Winnipeg, a team that they haven't faced yet this season and knocked them out last year?
I don't think they think about that. I think they think about just the next game, the opponent that's going to be across from their individual one-on-ones, preparing for that. First time we get to play them this year, you know, we played everybody else. So I think the guys are just hungry to play a new opponent.
What have you seen from preparing for Dalton Schoen? He's been a nice find for them after they lost these receivers this past offseason.
Yeah, he's really doing a great job. Seems to fit right into their offense and understands what Zach wants from his receivers. as far as moving around when the plays are extended. Nice big physical frame, good hands from what I've seen, and decent speed. So I'm looking forward to going against them.
I know, not an injury update, but Anthony Lanier hasn't been out there. I don't know if he was out here today or not, but what does he bring? What do you kind of have to replace with if he's not playing this week?
Oh, just got to replace another brother. You know, they all bring their own skill set to the table, so you know, it's not really so much replacing him, it's just using our other pieces in a way that they can succeed in the game.
And your thoughts on his singing skills?
Oh, he's awesome. I was happy he got that. I was like, dang, that's cool. I wish I could do that.
Welcome back to Mosaic Stadium. That's Jason Shivers, great defensive coordinator of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. His team, or his defensive side of the team, leads the league in quarterback sacks. And the Rough Riders have 13 interceptions and 11 fumble recoveries and 27 pass breakups. So they're definitely doing their part. And they will have to against Zach Collaros and the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Before I go to break, I want to give a shout out and wrap up my Nebraska trip yesterday. Giving a shout out to my brother, Chad, and my cousin Jason. They both flew in from Alberta to watch my kid. So football, faith, and family, man. Thanks to those two dudes for coming in and celebrating a good weekend there. And I met so many great people in Nebraska. Reminds me a lot of Saskatchewan, a lot of Manitoba, Manitobans. Prairie, got to give them their due. They're good people too. Prairie football people. And I met this guy named Bud Pettigrew, who has a military background and has a lot to do with war vets and memorializing them. He's now a season ticket holder, and his son is one of the youngest people to ever get a heart transplant in America. I think the fifth youngest. His son Evan, who has his own little radio show in Nebraska and wants to get into the radio business for whatever reason. So Evan, hi to you and hi to Bud, and thanks to everybody that welcomed us down in Nebraska. And by the way, I think Jamarcus Hardrick was a Nebraska Cornhusker, if I'm not mistaken. So a little tie-in there. And I think I saw Sandro DeAngelis in the crowd too, former kicker of the Rough Riders and Calgary Stampeders, another former Nebraska Cornhusker. When we come back, we're going to hear from the great Richie Hall, defensive coordinator of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, former Rider, great both as a coach and a player. So he joined me on the Sports Cage this week, our local sports show, 4 to 6:30 on 620 CKRM in Regina. This is the Rider Nation pregame show on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio.
The Riders play here. Saskatchewan Sports Radio, The Source, 620 CKRM.
Welcome back to the pregame show on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. We're coming to you live from the McDougal Auctioneers broadcast booth, best in the bidding business, McDougalAuction.com. We'll be joined at the bottom of the hour here by our friend Luke Molitor, best color commentator in the business. First, we want to tell you this portion of the pregame show brought to you by Western Ag Professional Agronomy, SaskTel, Rightway Manufacturing, Spreads.ca, Degelman Industries, the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency, Colin O'Brien's Man Shop on Hamilton Street. Hey, I want to say this is one of my favorite guys, not only in football, but in life. Richie Hall always has a smile on his face, hardworking guy, not only as a player, but as a coach. And I caught up with him on the Sports Cage earlier this week. All right, speaking with our buddy Richie Hall. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good. I'm relaxing, you know, but I'm looking forward to the weekend.
Yeah, everybody is, man. Labor Day Classic. You a bit on both sides. What's it like being on that Winnipeg side? I don't know if I've ever asked you that.
It's different, you know. You're going into hostile environment just because it's such a tradition, and the crowd and just the enthusiasm. I equate it to college football. You know, I think that. I just love college football, the atmosphere that it brings. But it's interesting being on the other side because you know that it is a Rough Rider fan crowd.
Yeah.
And they're going to be loud. And it's just a whole different feeling being on the other side just because it's such a natural high being on the Saskatchewan side.
I don't know if it's because IG Field in Winnipeg and Regina's stadium here, the Rider Stadium at Mosaic, are kind of similar in the way they're built and the way the noise is in there. But you guys seem to be more at home in this stadium than the Winnipeg Blue Bombers would have been at old Mosaic or Taylor Field. You kind of feel like that? You've had some good success in here.
Yeah, we've had some good success, but we've also had some some tough goings there. It's always tough to win, in Saskatchewan. They have an excellent football team, and it's going to take an A game by us to defeat them. The enthusiasm, it comes from both sides, whether they're here or whether they're it goes beyond the football field. I think the provinces and the cities and the communities really support each other's organizations.
You can speak to this better than anybody because you've been on both sides. I'm not asking you to tell me who the best fans are or the loudest fans. If you had to say, you'll say Winnipeg now, I get that. But what I wanted to get your comment on was, you're in the, we talk about this being the heartland of football. Just talk about being in both fan bases and how much both these fan bases appreciate the three down game.
Oh, very much so. I think, it's the Prairie teams, especially Saskatchewan and Winnipeg, that they really, I think they really control and they really run the CFL. I think it starts off with the base ground roots of both provinces and just the enthusiasm and just, I guess, the tradition and just the people that really truly appreciate the CFL games. And I think you see it. They're very vocal about it, but you also see it in the attendance. And, they're very knowledgeable of the game. They have a lot of pride and a lot of heart. And I think that's where the CFL starts from. The heart starts with the province of Saskatchewan and Manitoba.
Yeah. Coach, you're 10-1. But I wouldn't say the Blue Bombers are dominating anybody, but you're finding ways to win. Richie Hall, how do you see this season so far?
I don't think we've played our best ball. I think at times we're up and down. But like you said, we haven't played our best ball, but we found ways to win. And I think that's a showing of a good football team. The thing that these guys have done is they're very resilient, they stick with it. They stick with the plan and they keep working. And they know that they have an opportunity at the end of the day. Whether we make it, whether we come out victorious or not, we don't know. But they know that they continue to believe in each other to give themselves a chance. And I think that's something that that's been going on for a number of years. It just didn't happen overnight. It's a process. And I think what's happening is you're seeing a lot of the results. We're harvesting a lot of the results from going back to 2017, 2018. And they just learned. They learned to win. And I not to be cliche-ish, but before you learn to win, you have to learn how to lose. And they've learned how to lose, and now they're making the plays and being clean and not going out and beating themselves through penalties or, just stupid mistakes and just staying together. And it's been profitable for us this year. Like you said, we haven't played our best football. We haven't been dominating, but we play find ways to win. I just hope that we continue to improve as the season goes.
Mm-hmm. Hey, could you quit already so we could put you in the plaza?
Yeah.
Maybe before. Hey, and you know what? Maybe before Sunday. How does that sound?
You're flattered by bringing that up, but that's very humbling. I'm a loss for words, Ballsy. I'm a loss for words.
Well, you will be one day because you're still one of the favorites around here, even though you wear enemy colors. I've always said this. I like three things about Winnipeg. Richie Hall, Patrick Neufeld, and leaving.
That's pretty good.
Take care, man. Have yourself a great day. That's Richie Hall. Love that guy. All right. When we come back, we'll have your injuries and scratches. Riders and the Blue Bombers working out on the field, getting ready for the 57th Labor Day Classic. And a beautiful day. Canada's Queen City, Regina, Saskatchewan at Mosaic Stadium. This is the Rider Nation pregame show on the Cooperators. Rough Rider.
Rider Pride worldwide. Listen to Rider Radio around the globe with the official CKRM app. It's a free download for your smartphone at 620CKRM.com.
Time now for the injury report. And whenever we talk about injuries in the pregame, it's brought to you by the Saskatchewan
Construction Safety Association, focused on injury prevention. The Saskatchewan Construction Safety Association provides affordable safety training to the construction industry. Here's a look at the Rough Rider injured list. Jake Dolagala on the one game. Bruno LaBelle on the one game. So is Anthony Lanier II. Justin McInnes. Karen Vaughn, who looked like he would play but isn't, also on the one game. Duke Williams. Remaining on the sixth game, Dan Clark, Nick Daly, Nigel Harris, David Kenny, Wesley Lewis, Jamal Morrow, Godfrey Onyeka, Justin Rice, and still on the sixth game as well is Micah Tights, but he is close to returning as he was practicing this week with your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. When we come back, we'll hear from Luke Mullinder, and we'll start his segment with our quarterback comparison. This portion of the pregame show brought to you by Bayer Crop Science, science for a better life. The Association of Professional Engineers and Geoscientists of Saskatchewan, Access Communications, and Bronc Beer. We're just over a half an hour away from the opening kickoff between your 6-5 Saskatchewan Rough Riders and the bad guys, the 10-1 Winnipeg Blue Bombers, two-time defending Grey Cup champs, as the fans continue to file in here to Mosaic Stadium. You're listening to the Rider Nation pregame show on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio
on Instagram. The anticipation is building. The air is electric. The color is green. This is Rider Nation pregame on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. We're now just 30 minutes away from kickoff. Stay tuned. We'll have more all-access interviews from the Riders and get Luke Mullinder's three keys to the game. It's all part of the CFL's most comprehensive game day coverage. Rider Nation pregame, only on Rider Radio. The Source, 620 CKRM.
Inside of a half an hour to go before the kickoff of the 57th Labor Day Classic between the Saskatchewan Rough Riders and the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. And we start this last half an hour of the Rider Nation portion of the pregame show with our quarterback comparisons. Brought to you by Prairie Gun Traders in Avonlea. For all your hunting and shooting needs, visit prairieguntraders.ca. And we welcome in our great color commentator, Luke Mullinder. And Luke, when I look at the comparisons, we always start with a visiting quarterback, but let's talk about our own guy first. Got onto the bus with him after the last game. We both shook his hand. He said, "Hey, thanks, fellas. It's amazing what you can do when you think you got nothing to lose." And he let it rip last week, even though he was sacked seven times.
Yeah, you saw him gain confidence as that game went on, and it changed everything for him. His body language changed. The way he was throwing the football changed. But when it comes to this quarterback comparison, it's really, you can see it, and it's apparent.
Yeah.
The difference is offensive lines. One quarterback is protected, and their team has an approach to protect him and make sure he throws the football. The other team cannot protect him, and it's shown all year.
Well, we'll talk about one of those keys to the game, and I think it has to do with protection a little later on. But how much does the addition of Shaq Evans and Braden Lenny, as two familiar, very explosive faces to the lineup, help Cody out?
Well, potentially, it's nothing at all. There is no impact, right? I mean, you got to get the football to him, and there's only one of them,
right?
Cody can't sit back there and throw two footballs at a time.
This team is
going to have to get the ball out early, all right? And one of the other things is it's going to have to be responsible when it comes to the plays that are being called, because this Winnipeg Blue Bombers team, like the last two Winnipeg Blue Bombers teams, is stacked.
Yeah.
They can make plays all over the field, and if you're not careful, this turnover battle will tip early, and when it does, it'll be a disaster.
Zach Kolaros will be making his sixth start on Labor Day weekend and continuing for his fourth club, tied with Kevin Glenn for most Labor Day starts with different clubs. Cody will be starting his third Labor Day weekend. Here's how it shakes down. With Toronto, Hamilton, Saskatchewan, and Winnipeg on Labor Day, Mr. Kolaros is 118 of 168 for 1,571 yards, 11 touchdowns, and 3 interceptions. Conversely, Cody Fajardo's 48 of 78 with 5 interceptions and 1 touchdown. Zach Kolaros 4-1
His record, Cody, is 1-1. What will Cody have to do himself besides protection and everything to be successful here today?
Well, again, he's got to go through his progressions quickly today. He can't see ghosts. You know, I think that every CFL quarterback, when it comes to the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, all they do is hear all week about this great pass rush, Jackson Jeffcoat, Willie Jefferson, the playmaker, right? Yep. That doesn't change the clock that he should be on, right? You've got an internal clock that you've got to make sure you're paying attention to, because the other piece of this is these defensive ends aren't just going for sacks. They're trying to get the football on the ground and create turnovers.
What do you like about Zach Collaros' game besides the offensive line? Because this guy, since being left for done in the league, everybody's talking about his health.
Yeah.
Is he going to even live? Now 22-3 as a starter with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, and two of those games, Luke, was just like, we don't care if we win or lose games.
First of all, with Zach, there's no panic. He's cerebral. What I love about him is that he understands launch point adjustments. Okay? So he knows, let's say the play or first two reads are on the right side. Okay? He knows where he's supposed to make the play call or the throw as it's drawn up, but he also always understands where on the field he can also get to make those throws the way they're still drawn up.
Yeah.
And that's what I really like about him. Great awareness at all times, and he's an accurate quarterback.
Luke Mulliner with the quarterback comparisons for Prairie Gun Traders. This segment of the Rider Nation pregame show brought to you by Seedmaster, CAA Insurance, special blend by Weiser's, First Nation University, and Colin O'Brien's Man Shop. When we come back, we'll have more of the Rider Nation pregame show on the Cooperators Rough Rider.
Rider Radio lives at 620 CKRM on Facebook, on Twitter, and in the sports cage at 620CKRM.com.
Welcome back to Mosaic Stadium. This portion of the Rider Nation pregame show on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network is brought to you by Sastel, Nick Service, Saskatchewan Foster Families Association. It's our weather report brought to you by Johnson's Grain. Thanks to our good friend Ryan McNally, our audio engineer tech, telling me as he hands me his phone that the weather is 29 degrees Celsius. With the humidex, it feels more like right around 30, 31. Wind gusting out of the south-southeast, 27 up to 36. So it could play a bit of a role, at least early on in this game. No real chance of precipitation tonight. So thanks to our friend Ryan McNally and also our operator back at Harvard Control, Sean Kleisinger. Like I said, it's brought to you by Johnson's Grain. For all your grain marketing and crop input needs, visit johnsonsgrain.com. Luke, we were sitting down here.
Yeah, bro.
We're looking at all the stats and stuff, and you're like, who cares?
Yeah.
Stats mean nothing in this game.
Yeah, they don't mean a thing. They're just a bunch of numbers in this game. You got to come prepared to be physical, period. This is the most, one of the most physical games next to the games that you'll play against Calgary on your schedule. And don't be surprised. I heard you and Suits talking about it earlier today. Don't be surprised if you do see both teams, especially early on, trying to establish that run game or at least making an extra effort to do so.
Brady Oliveira comes in as the leading rusher in the CFL now that Jamal Moore went down with a hand injury. But Frankie Hixon had a great game, 129 yards on the ground, and that looked pretty good for the Riders.
I'm actually more excited about seeing Frankie Hixon today than I was in BC.
Me too.
The reason why is Frankie Hixon now has an entire game of film that he's gotten to watch. And I think that for him, there were some things on there that are going to give him an opportunity to be a lot better than he was, and he was fantastic. For instance, I think that without being too patient, I think that if he takes a little bit more time getting to the line of scrimmage today, those holes will open up a little bit more for him. But again, I'm also really interested in seeing the way he picks up the blitz, because I'll tell you what, Mo Apples is coming. And what Mo Apples is, guys, is the defense that we used to run with Richie Hall. Basically, what I'm saying is the Mike and the Will, they're coming straight up those A-gaps today, and Frankie Hickson's going to have to pick up one of them.
And whatever Adam Big Hill's taking, I want some of it, because he has found the fountain of youth at linebacker.
As long as he hasn't found it from Andrew Harris, we should be all right.
Good point. I love it. And the comedian's back on Labor Day. I love it.
Yes!
Yeah, that's it. All right, when we come back, Luke's three keys to the game.
game, and it has nothing to do with jokes. This is the Rider Nation pregame show coming to you from the McDougal Auctioneers broadcast booth. Best in the bidding business on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio.
Rider Pride Worldwide. Listen to Rider Radio around the globe with the official CKRM app. It's a free download for your smartphone at 620CKRM.com.
This portion of the pregame show brought to you by Sastel, Nick's Service, Athol Murray College of Notre Dame, Salford Group, Golden West Trailers and Equipment, Farm Credit Canada. Time now for Luke Molitor's three keys to the game brought to you by Pattison Liquid Systems. Experts in liquid fertilizer distribution. Fertilizer's just better when it's wetter. Pattison Liquid Systems, expect the best. Number one, Luke, this guy I think is an underrated superstar in the league. Nick Dembski. That's going to be key for the Rough Riders today.
Yeah, this team has to find a way to stop Nick Dembski. Nobody's found a way since he's returned from injury, and that's going to be a big part of the offensive approach here for the Winnipeg Blue
Bombers. Tell you what, the Riders have been better as the season's gone along with special teams. They haven't allowed a big play return in the last four games and only six all year, but you want to look at it on the other side of things.
Yeah, I really believe this is one of those games when you look at the three phases and you take the logic, hey, you've got to win two out of the three phases to win a football game. I think that the Saskatchewan Rough Riders need a special team score today to hammer home this win.
You've been quick with these, and that's kind of the theme, because the third one is get the ball out.
Man, you got to get this football out. One of the reasons why is everybody talks about the blitz package and the defensive linemen, yeah, but again, the big plays aren't necessarily available all the time against this secondary. It's a no-fly zone. So let's nickel and dime our way down the field. Be patient and wait for the big play to turn up.
Those are the three keys to the game from our outstanding color commentator, Luke Molitor for Pattison Liquid Systems. Wherever you're listening to this portion of the show, we thank you, like Ryan Metcalf in Regina, like Dennis Gore in Buffalo, New York. Give us a text, 936-6262, because in Rider Nation, we ride together. When we come back, your starting lineups, the national anthem, and the opening kickoff of the 57th Labor Day Classic from Mosaic Stadium. This is the Rider Nation pregame show on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio.
Stand up, get loud, bleed green. Kickoff is just minutes away. This is Rider Nation pregame on the home of the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
Welcome back to the Rider Nation pregame show on the Rider Radio Network. Michael Ball along with Luke Molitor. Got a big broadcast crew here we'll get to in a minute. This portion of the show brought to you by the Capital Automall, Young's Equipment, and Farm Fresh Water. Ready for the pomp and pageantry of this game, but we do want to say our thoughts and prayers are with the people in the Melford area. Terrible situation there with apparently 11 people dead and a number of others stabbed and two perpetrators on the loose. Last we heard, they were in Regina, or one was in the Arcola area. The Riders, along with the police, have beefed up security around the stadium. So if you're coming to the stadium, know that they've taken that into account. You'll notice a little extra security. So just be patient as you come into the stadium. Time now for our starting lineups, and they're brought to you by our friends at Gowan Canada. The perfect herbicide for your canola this fall is Fortress Microactive, combining the action of both groups 3 and 8. It pays to fall apply. Quickly before we bring them out, let's get to our starting defense.
P. Robertson, DN, Longview, Texas.
Sorbel DeBeer, D-lineman, Wagner College.
Garrett Marino, defensive tackle, University of Alabama, Birmingham.
A.C. Leonard, defensive end, Tennessee State University.
Larry Champ Dean, linebacker, the Bet Austin State University.
Darnell Sankey, linebacker, Swag State.
Derek Moncrief, Sam, linebacker, Mississippi Gulf Coast Community College.
Nick Marshall, DB, Auburn University.
Roland Milligan, defensive back, University of Toledo.
Jeremy Clark, University of Michigan.
Amari Henderson, defensive back, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hi, my name is Mike Adams, jack of all trades, University of Chicago.
All right, and time now quickly to hear from the offensive players.
Cody Fajardo, quarterback, University of Nevada, go Pack.
Frankie Ixon, running back, Liberty University.
James Tuck, fullback, Cardinal Carter Catholic High School.
Shaq Evans, wide receiver, UCLA.
Mitchell Picton, University of Regina, receiver U.
Keenan Schaefer-Baker, wide receiver, Ball So Hard University.
Kyron Moore, wide receiver,
advance to him.
Andrew Lauderdale, offensive tackle, University of New Hampshire.
Logan Ferlin, offensive line, Alfred Thomas.
Logan Bandy, O-line, University of Calgary.
Evan Johnson, offensive line, University of Saskatchewan.
Josiah St. John, offensive line, Oklahoma.
Yeah, Josiah St. John starting on the offensive line at right tackle. One guy we didn't have in that mix, we never got his audio update, but we will for next game. Braden Lenius, back from his trial with the Atlanta Falcons. He will be wearing number 84, the jersey that used to be worn most recently, I believe, by Manny Arsenault. I think of an Eric Gulliford type wearing that number, but big, tall number 84 is Braden Lenius for your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers at 10-1 can clinch a playoff spot with a victory today, and they're onto the field led by their head coach Michael O'Shea, and they'll be on the far side of the field across from us as we have the Canadian flag and the Saskatchewan flag unfurled between the 40s as we get set for the 57th Labor Day Classic. It's time now for the best tradition in the CFL. Bring them out for Canada's team. As we get set, the fans about to rise to their feet.
Hey, I'll tell you what. This place is already rocking. And I see Tegan Littlechief down on the sideline. That's the best national anthem in the in the country.
Absolutely. Daniela Ponticelli, a quick scene center down there.
The crowd is roaring, and we just had head coach Craig Dickinson on his birthday stepping out on the field feeling really good about this. You can hear as the players are now stepping out and their classic jerseys looking so good. We are ready to go here for the Labor Day Classic.
And her sideline reports brought to you by Ritchie Brothers. We love CFL football. Enjoy the game. Call Ritchie Brothers Auctioneers for all your buying and selling needs. Visit rbauction.com. Let's bring them out.
Are you ready?
Led by Derek Moncrief running out of the field with smoke and fireworks. That's what we're expecting to have this afternoon between your Saskatchewan Rough Riders and the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. We'll be back with the opening kickoff in a moment. You've been listening to the Rider Nation pregame show on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio.